What's up? It's your girl Ayo Keish, and this is the Ayo Keish podcast. Today, I am going to do a current events episode. I got a couple things I want to talk about. First off, let's see. Today is July the 12th. It's Thursday. I'm a little late. I'm sorry. Better late than never. Said around 8 Eastern. It's more like 8. Central. But it's okay because I'm here. I'm gonna hop right into it. The main topic I want to talk about today is world news. So I was at work and I was being nosy on the internet and I saw that Emmett Till's case has been reopened. And I'm trying to figure to myself, why are they opening this young man's case back up? So I'll do a little bit of research because that happened 60 years ago, probably more than 60 years ago, a little bit over 60. But Roy and JW, the two white guys, were acquitted in 1955, right? But some guy named Timothy Tyson came out with a book 2017. So it's a relatively new book. It's 2018. I think it came out November 2017. It's called The Blood of Emmett Till. From what I was reading, I'm not sure if something was written wrong in the book or the book revealed was that there was a lie in the story. But what I'm trying to figure out still is, black people knew back in 1955 that it was a lie. So why it take y'all 60-something years to find out that it was a lie based off a book that somebody wrote? Y'all ain't believe the man Cousins. All y'all believe was the white people in 1955, or all white jury. So here it is, 2018. We got all these Black Lives Matter movements. Basically, the same thing that happened then is happening now, just in a different form. Back then it was lynching, now it's shooting. So now I guess somebody somewhere feel bad. The lady is like damn near dead. So what? They reopen the case, she go to jail. She probably gonna die her first week in jail of a heart attack, stress, high blood pressure, stroke, something. She old. That lady is old. Me personally, I feel like she can't do the time. Make her kids do the time. The grandkids do the time. Have somebody pay something. Emmett Till's mother is not here. So who the money going to? If it was to be any money dispersed at all. Like, how do you fix that? Now, is it too late? Like, how do you make it right? So I got all these questions, and all the news is just saying is this new information. There's nothing new about it. They actually say it's based on a discovery. Discovery. Christopher Columbus discovered America. Now they're discovering the truth 60 something years later. It's sad. We'll see. I'm going to keep y'all updated on it, though, just because I'm interested. I actually went to the African American Museum in 2016 when it, first opened. Me and my best friend went up there. And out of the whole museum, we didn't find that part until like the end. And like the way they have it is you can't have your phone in there. It's like a whole guard outside that's like, you can't have your phone. Well, you can have your phone, but you can't have it out. You can't take any pictures or record or anything like that. So it was like, as soon as you walk in there, the presence, because it's casket is in there, is like, I don't want to necessarily say overwhelming, but like you can feel it. And I started crying, and I'm not really a crying person, but just the thing that Emmett could have been my little brother, my cousin, anybody, my homeboy. Just like now. Mike Brown, Eric Gardner, Trayvon, that could have been somebody that I know. So yeah, it was real emotional. I actually want to go back and revisit it just because it was so many people then. It was like you didn't get to enjoy it. But yeah, definitely plan on taking another trip there. Like I said, I'm gonna keep y'all posted on that just because I want to know. Like Joe. Moving forward, I'm 2 days late. 2 days late. 2 days late. Better late than never. But I want to send a congratulations out to my girl Cardi B on her baby girl. Her and Offset had a baby girl on July the 10th. So 2 days ago, they had a baby girl. She hasn't posted the baby. I doubt she will post the baby only because she said social media is so harsh when it comes to the kids. And I got to agree because social media, it's a lot of bullies on social media. But congratulations to Cardi. They named the baby Cultural. Damn. Culture. K. ULTUR. Is it an E at the end? Yes, yeah, an E at the end. So, yeah, they had a baby girl. I can't believe they named the baby Culture. It's crazy because Migos mixtape is Culture. I guess they did it for the culture. Maybe they did it when they was making culture. Like, literally, making culture and making culture. I'm so moving forward. Moving forward. What, today is Thursday, so we about 6 days in on the In My Feelings Challenge. And I'm fucking tired. I'm so tired of hearing the Kiki song. Like, I'm so tired of it. But today, there was a ray, like a rainbow, sunshine. When I came home from work, Will Smith killed that shit. He killed it. Outside of the little kids, Will Smith was the best in my feelings challenge, hands down. Like, he older, he put some thought into it. Like, of course, he traveled outside of the country, so that makes it hella dope. But yeah, it was so artistic. I loved it. So y'all go look at Will Smith Instagram, and y'all will like it too. I promise you, you will. Moving forward, look, y'all, tonight I said I was gonna be organized. And look at God. God said, Takesha, I got you. I just had to point that out for myself. Point that out to myself. Round of applause, self. Sometimes you gotta be your own biggest fan. Moving forward, I wanna talk about Girl Boss. Girl Boss Kylie Jenner. Is she a self-proclaimed, self-made boss? Word on the street, she a self-made billionaire at the age of 20. But I'm trying to figure out how the fuck they define in the words self-made, because she ain't make herself. Kim Kardashian and Kris Jenner made her. Bruce and Caitlyn made her. She ain't make herself. She came from a wealthy family. She didn't have a normal allowance like us regular folks. She probably was getting $50,000, $500,000 a week. And here I am trying to get $50 a week as a kid. Yeah, hell no, I ain't getting no $50 a week. Mm-mm. That's generous. But yeah, I don't think she's a self-made billionaire. She had a lot of help with that. It's cool that she's a young billionaire. I ain't gonna knock her for that. I would love to be a young billionaire. And I will be a young billionaire. Just manifest all that. That's gonna happen for me. They threw some shots on week because Kylie Jenner, Forbes, and Dictionary went back and forth about what a self-made billionaire is. I'm gonna see if I can pull it up right quick. If I can't find it, then it's too bad. Maybe a day another time. Hey, insert off track right quick. The guy, the chef, his food on Instagram be looking so fucking good. I'm definitely gonna try him soon. Here it is. Self-made means having succeeded in life unaided. Used in the sentence, Forbes says that Kylie Jenner is a self-made woman. Dictionary.com. I'm weak. Somebody said, it is not shade to point out that Kylie Jenner isn't self-made. She grew up in a wealthy, famous family. Her success is commendable, but it comes by virtue of privilege. Hold on, who the fuck wrote this? Words have meaning, and it behooves a dictionary to remind us of that. Yeah. I'm high, so maybe I'm reading that wrong. I'm pretty sure I'm reading that right. Anyway, moving forward. I ain't gonna stay on that too long. Papa John's finally apologizes for using the nigga word. But he used the nigga word like over 2 years ago. So, nigga, we really don't care now. Like, I cancel Papa John's pizza. I cancel Papa John's pizza at that moment. And I ain't looked back since. So, deuces to Papa John's. Fuck you and your apology. And last but not least, local. I saved the best for last, you guys. But I'm going to be promoting this guy an awful lot in the next upcoming month. I want you guys to check out, and I'm pretty sure I mentioned him. I mentioned him before in the podcast. Julian, the dope ass artist. That's not his name. His name on Instagram is @_creator. Shut up. Let me rewind. Do I got a rewind button? No. So, I got my words together now. So, something local. Like, I'm starting all the way over. Because I'm going to get this right. Julian, the dope artist that I know. He has an art exhibit coming up, a solo art exhibit. The Thank You for a Living exhibit. His name on Instagram is at creative_culture757. Not culture like Cardi B and Offset daughter, but culture with a C. He ain't gang affiliated, so culture with a C. Creative with a C too. I'll just spell it for y'all. CREATIVE culture. CULTURE 757. Check him out. Check him out for real. He has some dope artwork. He's amazing with paintbrushes. Like, I actually posted him on my page, and I think, I don't know, maybe I promoted this before, maybe I didn't, but he did an art giveaway. He actually did an art giveaway a couple years ago, and I was so mad that I was not here to do it. He did like a scavenger hunt. That's old news. And then he did an art exhibit before that, actually, that I had a ticket for, that I saw. So this will be my first exhibit going of his. Definitely check him out. It's going to be August the 25th. Let me get all this right. Norfolk, Virginia, 6 to 9 p.m. 2111 Grammy Street, the Thank You for Living solo art exhibit. I definitely plan on having him on the podcast before August the 25th so we can maybe find out what to expect at the art exhibit. You know, maybe he could tell his story on how he got to where he is today. Julian is an amazing guy. We used to work together. Real, he's a real cool guy. But definitely check him out. Follow him, like his page, like his art, support him, do all that. They go to the chef again. I'm about to end this podcast, but yeah, I'm about to end this podcast because I hear some crazy shit outside of the studio. I want to leave y'all with a little tip. Remember, you inspire people who pretend to not even see you. That's a quote I saw on Instagram. But it's deep. Because I like to think I inspire some people. And I'm just a regular schmegular girl from Portsmouth. Ow. Hey, yo. It's your girl, Keish. And this is the Ayo Keish Podcast. I am out. I'm out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.